Major League Baseball will be experimenting with robot umpires during this upcoming spring training in 2025. And if it works, the new system could actually make its way to regular season games by the 2026 season. Our local sports expert, Rob Adams, is here to share some insight on this. What do you think, Rob, about Mr. Roboto making calls behind home plate?
I never loved the idea of any of these changes. Admittedly, I'm a little bit of a crusty old guy, I suppose, in that regard. You know, I actually didn't love the pitch clock, for instance, which has worked very well, I have to say. So admittedly, I'm tough to adapt to any change. I've seen games involving a robotic umpire because there's a challenge system, much like you see in tennis, for instance, when a call is out or in on a ball, they go to a challenge system there. And the same goes here, where the batter will ask for a challenge of the pitch, and the umpire will say, yep, that was a strike, that was a ball, whatever the case may be. I suppose they don't want to lose the human element of the sport. But we have so many issues with mistakes being made that, I guess it's something we're going to keep experimenting with and see how it goes. You know, according to the Associated Press, it's going to be tested out in 13 ballparks this spring for spring training, and we could have it in 2026.
That's wild. Now, haven't they been trying it in the minor leagues since 2019? I thought I heard that.
Yes, that's correct. They have been testing it since 2019. It has been at the AAA level. I see a lot of what they call high A baseball. Remember, baseball has changed its level since 2020. You know, you used to have a rookie league and then an A and a double A, triple A, all this other stuff. Now there is what they call low A, high A, double A, and triple A.
What does that mean?
A lot of think of low A as almost the babies. They're the youngest of the young. They're the newest. They're the raw. I can talk in terms of the Yankee system. That's Tampa, Florida. They're the Tampa Tarpons. High A takes you up to a next level of baseball, and a lot of those kids stand a chance of making the major leagues. That's the Hudson Valley Renegades in New York, who I work for. I've seen Anthony Volpe come through there, for instance, and I've seen others that have made the major leagues out of that team.
That's cool.
Double A takes you over to New Jersey. That's the Somerset Patriots. Double A is considered some of the best of minor league baseball, the true best baseball you're going to see in the minors. Triple A, which is Scranton Wilkes-Barre in the Yankee system, that's Worcester for the Red Sox, that's Syracuse for the Mets. Triple A means you're right on the door. You know, you're right on the doorstep. You're right there. But it's also the guys that are filling out rosters, trying to keep hope alive of getting to the majors.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a back and forth. It's not quite the best baseball that you'll see. I think Double A is a bit better. And then, of course, there are the majors after that point. So it has been tested in the minor leagues, as I said, really at the Triple A level. It's been interesting to watch, but there's also still a little conjecture as to, you know, what's actually a strike, and that's what the robotic system tries to resolve as well. Different umpires have, dare I say, a little bit of a variation on what their strike zone is. And I kind of appreciate that. I understand that not every umpire is going to call a strike at the letters. And what we mean by the letters is the letters on the uniform. So think of that interlocking NY. Think of the word Red Sox across the Boston uniform. That's supposed to be a strike in theory, but not everybody calls that because they consider that to be a high strike. So you see what I'm getting at here is there's a lot of moving parts to all of this.
Well, that's just it. And again, we have Rob Adams here, who's our local sports expert. So that kind of changes even the mentality of the game for the players, certainly. And then for spectators, I mean, I guess we have to adjust, like you're saying, we have to kind of adjust. But I mean, I will say the only thing is I'm like you, Rob, where I I hate the idea of robotics taking over, not just, you know, baseball umpires, but I mean even our fast food lines, you know, a whole plethora of different things. But we have seen, correct me if I'm wrong, we have a real severe shortage of umpires, don't we?
We do have an issue with that, especially at youth and high school level. And look, we as fans are to blame for that. And I hate to say that, and parents, I love you because you're always so nice to me, but parents are a big problem, because we have so many issues with umpires getting verbally and even physically abused. People are saying, I don't need this stuff anymore, so they don't get involved, and that's the shame. There are some really, really good umpires out there, and they have to make tough decisions. They have to be respected as well, and they're not getting that respect. Who wants to deal with that abuse?
Yeah, that's very true. And again, we have Rob Adams here, and I could never let my local sports expert go without asking him what's happening here in Connecticut specifically. Thanksgiving, we've got some major football games at the high school level that usually happen this time of year, Rob. What should people keep their eye out for?
Oh, there are some great games, as always. I will be at Staples High School for Greenwich and Staples. Classic matchup. I think it is 12-9 in terms of Staples over the years. I think they have a 3-game lead on the Cardinals. But it's been a great series. I've seen it go to overtime. I've seen it come down to a final kick getting blocked. I have seen it all over the years. So that's a great one. And it's 10-8 in favor of Staples, actually. Staples has won the last two. So that's a great one. Staples High School is number 7 in the Game Time CT poll. Greenwich is number 5 in the poll, so two of the best right there. Go down to Darien and New Canaan, two schools that, to say they like each other, no, that would be a blatant lie. There is great animosity between the two schools and a great, great legacy between the two. I've called their Turkey Bowl game a couple of times. It's some of the best football I've ever seen over the years. Just gut-wrenching, nail-biting football. And once again, I think their numbers 2 and 3 in the state. So every year, they have great games. At times, those have been the conference championship games as well. So, it's blistering great stuff between them also. You've got then the rivalry games where it's just civic rivalry. You know, there's Fairfield Ward and Fairfield Ludlow. There's Trumbull and St. Joe's, the two Trumbull schools. So you get matchups like that as well. It's all over the state. You know, you go out to the west side of the east side of the state. You've got, Stonington and Westerly, Rhode Island. They play every year. It's all over the state, and it's so great, so much fun. And it's the reason that we're one of the last states to start playing high school football, so that we can have this Thanksgiving tradition every year to be able to play this game. And they draw thousands and thousands of people to these games with big tailgates and lots of morning food to be had, and then kickoffs around 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, we know that besides competing for more, you know, turkey and mashed potatoes and all the good stuff at the Thanksgiving table, we know Rob Adams and many others are very excited for those Thanksgiving rivalry games, which are going to be coming up later this week. Rob Adams, always appreciate having you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you in December.
Sounds great, Melissa. Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too, friend.